Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, welcome once again to our internet program. I'm your host, Minister Joel Lewis, and you are listening to Free on the Inside. I want to thank you for tuning in once again for another great episode of Free on the Inside. I was out of the studio last week, but the show still went on. Ain't that awesome? Ain't that awesome? Regardless of where you may be in life, life still goes on. God's purpose is still going to be revealed, and I love it. I love it. I love it. Because sometimes I don't... It allows me not to be overwhelmed. Hey, I just can't do it. I find out I'm falling short. But I have to realize that this is God's business. And God is going to accomplish his will in each and every one of our lives. I want to thank you for continually to support this show. I want to thank you for your prayers that go forth here. You know, as you log on to this program, you'll hear our little intro music, Never Give Up, you know. God loves you. You'll hear us saying from time to time that we'll be about our Father's business. And that's what we're about. We're about our Father's business. But before we go any further, we're going to stop here for a minute. We're going to have a word of prayer. And we're going to urge you in the Holy Spirit. And I'm going to give you an update on where we at in the ministry and encourage you to support this ministry, encourage you to be about your Father's business. Gracious and Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you. We thank you for your grace and your mercy, which surpasses understanding. We thank you, dear Lord, for looking past our faults and failures. And you said, come just the way we are, but you ain't going to leave us like that, Lord. The more we know you, the more we want to be like you. We want to change, dear Lord. We don't want to be those people that just done their own thing, Lord. We want to be those men and those women that are doing things honorable and pleasing to you, Father. The Lord, we thank you, dear Lord, for what you've been doing in the life of the believer. How you picked them up, dear Lord. How you set them on solid ground and you spoke a word of encouragement to them, dear Lord. The same word that you spoke to the blind man in John the 9th chapter. You said, now go and wash in the pool of Siloam. The Lord, you tell us to go. Sometimes we don't know where to go, Lord, but we want to be obedient to your words. You sent us out to a dying, cruel world. You sent us out to people that are just like us, the people that had lost hope at one time. But once they see we have been a new creation in Christ Jesus, it renews their hope and allow them that God is still able. Precious Lord, we thank you, dear Lord, for once again. We thank you for allowing us to come on this program, dear Lord. We dedicate this program to the shut-in and the lost and those that are homeless, dear Lord. But you know what this ministry is all about. We thank you, dear Lord, in the name of Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Amen. I'm so excited about what God has been doing in the life of the believers here. And I encourage you to tell someone about this program. I encourage you to continue to listen to this program. We have great guests and great portions on this program here. I'm going to say a portion, but we have great segments to this program here. And so you can go to our archive section, which is on Blog Talk Radio, /Granny Place, and you can hear more about what we've been doing in the ministry. Amen. But we'd like to give you that call-in number. That number is 310-982-4126. That call-in number is 310-982-4126. Amen. You too can call into the show and voice your opinion, give us your comments. Amen. But the last couple of weeks have been a very busy week and a month for the ministry. We have been going over to the juvenile center and down to our local shelter, supporting those ministries and part of what we're doing. Amen. And so from October up until now, we've been very busy. You know, October, let me take it back. From August to December, we've been very busy. Our first outing was was August the 24th, I believe. We went down to Dallas Life where we do a feeding down there where we assist in the kitchen. We actually prepare the food. It's called Feeding the Multitude, and we want to thank God for those volunteers. We want to thank God for our church for allowing us to come down there again, Shady Grove Baptist Church, up under the guidance of Pastor Morgan, the shepherd of our church, Pastor Morgan. We go down there once a year, and this is about our eighth year down there. you know, feeding the residents and assisting them down there. And it's a labor of love. We have made a lot of new friends, a lot of new converts down there, and a lot of people excited about what God is doing. And I love Dallas Life Foundation because it's a shelter for men and women, but it's more than just a bed and feeding shelter. They have programs that's embedded in that ministry to help men and women to get back on their feet, help men and women to be restored in the community. They have life skill courses, they have drug recovery programs, and they have job placement. But it's up to the residents to take advantage of those programs. Again, it's up to the residents to take advantage of those programs, because we can offer you things and we can refer you to things, but unless you take ownership, it doesn't mean anything. It just don't work out. So sometimes when people tell me I went here and I done this, it just didn't work out, and I'm thinking in myself, and I share with them, what is your part in this? Are you really taking this to heart? Are you giving it your all in all? You know, because I realize that that's no failure in our Lord. The failure is in us. Why? Because we don't want to have patience. We don't want to listen, and we don't want to wait. I'm going to say that again. We don't have patience. We don't want to listen. And we don't want to wait. You know, that patience is just waiting on the Lord. Listening is listening to His guidance and also the people that God put in our life, and wait. And waiting just don't mean just sitting around. Waiting just means that I'm going to do the best I can, that I'm going to let God do the rest. I'm going to let this thing develop. It's kind of like cooking. You know, I love a good cook. But a good cook, they take their time. They put stuff in the oven, and there's some time for the item that they put in the oven, whether it's a cake or a roast or whatever it may be. It takes time. They put it in there, they shut it up. It may take an hour. It may take 45 minutes. But I don't care how hungry you are, or how impatient you are, you have to wait. And guess what? I encourage you to wait on the Lord. Amen. I have to wait, so I encourage you to wait on the Lord. But I did want to just give you an up-to-date of what's going on with us. And also, we went over for Thanksgiving, went over to the Cottrell High, which is a juvenile center. We've been going over there for a number of years, and we was over there, and we celebrated Thanksgiving brunch with those gentlemen there. And it's a center that houses young men that have been in trouble, that's receiving some guidance and some counseling, and trying to, and getting their bearings right and being redirected. I always like to use the analogy of a GPS system. You know, we all are familiar with a GPS, and you know, it navigates us to where we want to go. You know, but in order for that GPS system to work properly, we have to put in some information. And then we have to listen to that guide, and we have to follow directions, just like I was saying earlier. You got to wait. You got to listen. It's like I was telling you earlier. And so with that GPS system, that it start giving you a tracking. It start giving you directions. And so you have to be able to follow those directions. And if you get distracted or you miss your turn, it tells you to turn around. It immediately tells you to turn around. So you have to be mindful of that right there. So you have to say, oh, man, I missed this here. I had to turn around. That's called repentance. I'm going to repent and turn this thing around in our life. Amen. You may hear some music in the background, and we pray that you've been blessed by what's been played, and you pray that it goes along with what I'm saying here regarding that God is able. God is able. But I wanted you to realize that these young men and women that we speak to, they're looking for some guidance in their life. They're seeking the advice of capable men and women, and they want to be successful. They all are successful in their own eyes, but they're not going about it right. You know, a young man needs some money. He wants to be able to have nice things. He wants his family to have nice things. He wants mom not to work so hard. He wants his baby brothers now to be appreciated in the community at that school with the clothes and the food or whatever it may be. And so he see that the way that he could do it is not the way that's suitable to society, not the way that honors his family, but he takes it on anyway because he wants the best for his family. And then he finds himself being separated from his family. So it's up to us that are being restored, up to men and women that have a firm foundation that is rooted in Christ Jesus to help our young people redirect their mindset, redirect their desire, and reset their goals in life. And I want you to think about that. What young person that been drawn to you because of your persona, because of your take on life, because of your wisdom, because of your kindness, or whatever it may be, male or female, who's been drawn to you to allow you to speak into their lives, speak words of encouragement? And you have to be mindful that it's only for a season. You know, I do mentoring, and I share with the men that, hey, when I do this mentoring, and it's only for a season. I mentor you as long as God allows us to mentor. I impede into you the things that I know and things I'm familiar with. Also, along with Scripture, we use Scripture to govern everything that we do. And I say it's only for a season. So when you move on and go other places and do other things, whether it's here in Dallas or another city or even in another state, God is going to send you someone else to encourage you, to support you in your walk of life. But also, he wants you to do the same for someone else. But I'm sitting across the table from those young men, and I think that one day they're going to be in the position that I'm in. They're going to be encouraging someone else. And it started right here. They can't see it now, but that's what faith is about. The substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. You know, and so, you know, occasionally I get to see their success. I get to see their progress, and they call me up, and I see them doing my daily activities, and they say, "Wow, man, thank you, man, for you sharing it with us. Thank you for encouraging us, man." And I say, "Well, it ain't really me. It's God, you know. Are you applying the principles that we share with you?" And they say, "Yeah, yeah, yeah." And I'm sharing it with other people also. But I said, That's awesome. But as we are doing ministry, you know, we had an opportunity to go over to the Cottrell House for Thanksgiving, and we shared over there. We had some speakers that came over. We had as a musician, a gospel rap artist called OG. It's God's only ministry. OG has been with us a number of years, and thank God that he's always available. You know, when we call him up, he said, "Man, just let me know where I need to be and what time," and he shows up, and our young people are truly being blessed. And then he also get able to share with them his life story, give them a testimony, and encourage them and talk to them about they want to be musicians and they want to be artists, and he can tell them about the ins and outs and how that they don't have to just be sold out to the world standard. They can raise a standard that allow God to reign richly in their life. So we want to thank OG for what he's doing. And we had a very special guest. We had a Dallas Cowboy player that came over, and he shared with our young men. And we want to thank him for coming over and sharing with our young men. Our young men were blown away. They said, "Wow, man, you really play ball," because they see you out there and they see the uniform you have on. You have a helmet. They don't really recognize you in public. And he shared with them that how he likes that, because he said he don't want to be defined by his occupation. He don't want to be defined as an athlete. He want to be defined as a man of God, as a human being, because he want people to take him for him and not for the things that he possess. And that's beautiful, man. That is so great to know that there, because sometimes people are drawn to you because of the silver and gold that you may be able to offer them. But if they can see Christ in you that lasts forever, you know, the silver and gold vanishes, the reputation vanishes, the persona vanishes, but the word of God stays there forever and ever if you're alive. Amen. So he came out. He was able to share with our young man. And some of them said, "Hey, I want to go to college, and I don't only want to just play sports, but I want to be able to have a professional career. I want to be a doctor, or engineer, or architect." And I said, "Wow, man, that's awesome there, brother. I'm glad to hear you decided to do those things." And that's what we talk about when we go down out to our juvenile center. We talk about career opportunities. We let them know that God hadn't forgot about them, that God is still able to bring about the desires of their heart, because their desires will be God's desire. Let me say that again. Your desires will be God's desires, you know, because a lot of times we say this thing ain't working out, maybe because it ain't a God thing. We want you to refocus that. Say, "God, what would you have me to do? How would you want me to engage with my brother? How do you like me to pursue this occupation in which I have? How you want me to treat my brother? And guess what? God will give you. He'll give you a rhema word. He'll make himself known in your life if you open your eyes. And you'll see, you know, Isaiah 35:5-6 said God would open up those blinded eyes and unstop the deaf ears. And imagine if you could just see the things that God had prepared for you. Oh, man, that'll be a blessing, right? Imagine if you can just hear the things that God have for you. You know, you say, God, I hear you. I'm going to work on that thing. I'm going to pursue that thing. You know, because God hears us. His son Jesus hears us. How do we know that? Because throughout the scripture, men and women, they came to him and they asked him and he heard them. Not only did he hear them, but he delivered them. I'm thinking so much as blind Bartimaeus in the book of Mark. And they said that blind Bartimaeus heard that Jesus was coming to town and he positioned himself to be blessed. And he called out, Jesus, Jesus, thy son of David, have mercy on me. And he kept shouting, he kept hollering, and he kept doing what he could to get Jesus' attention. And the crowd around him said, be quiet, shut up. You know who this is? This is a holy man. Don't be making all this noise. You disturbing here. But guess what? He kept on. I encourage you to keep on keeping on, okay? Regardless of what the world say, regardless of what you even think about yourself, man, in various times, just keep on praising God. And it caught his attention. And not only did it catch his attention, he said, hey, tell him to come on over here. The disciple went and got the blind man. But check this out. They said the blind man had his worldly possession in his hand. He had his worldly possessions in a duffel bag or bag or whatever it may have been, and he dropped it. He dropped the thing that he needed to navigate through life. I'm wondering, what are you willing to let go and let God? Are you willing to let something go to have more of God and his son Jesus? The bitterness, the loneliness, the frustration, the self-worth? Let something go and get more of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And Jesus called the man over there. He dropped his possession. Jesus said, what would you have me to do? Oh my God. You know, our Father knows everything that we need, but he still wants to, well, he wants your input on this. He wants to hear it from you. God, I want this. God, I want that. I want to have more of you. Guess what? And he's a deliverer. He not only hear you, but he will deliver you. And see that your needs are met. Remember what it said in Matthew 6:33, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all those other things will be added. Amen. And so I encourage you to continue to follow this program. I encourage you to be involved in ministry. And now this weekend, prior to Christmas, now we have a Christmas dinner over at the Cottrell House. We're going to be over there supporting the ministry. God's People's Ministry is hosting a Christmas party for our young men at the Cottrell House. They'll be giving our gift. They'll be giving our words of encouragement. And they'll be encouraging our young men to be all they can be, encouraging our young men to go to school. The Cottrell House, they set up classes for the young men. They give them opportunities to go to colleges, opportunity to take up trade, They get them many, many opportunities to do some things. And those young men, they taking it on, and they're going to be successful one day. But we're going to be doing a Christmas presentation over there today, and we're going to be celebrating Christmas. We're going to be sharing with them about how God loved them. We're sharing about how we love them, sharing them that how they should love themselves. Amen. That God is no respected person. What he done for one, he'll do for another. How God loved them to the point that he sent his only begotten son to die for them. Even when they had been incarcerated, even if they had been in a juvenile center, it still hadn't separated them from the love of God and from God's people, which is the ministry that's going down there today. And I'm happy to be a part of it with Free on the Inside, JJPS Ministry. The juvenile jail, prison, street ministry is a part of that. Amen. So we'll be going over there. And then afterwards, later on today, we're going over to the Senior Citizen Living Facilities. That's in the southern part of Dallas. And we're going over there to encourage our senior citizens to be strong in the Lord. We have a short message for them. And we also have a couple of members from our church, Shady Grove Baptist Church. They'll be over there And we'll be doing a silent praise performance for our senior citizens. And also, our youth will be doing a rendition of selected songs that they'll to their choosing that they will be sharing with our senior citizens, along with some Christmas presents that we'll be giving them. And we'll also be praying with our senior citizens and encouraging them that that the battle is not there that belongs to the Lord, encouraging them that God has forgotten, encouraging them to stay on the battlefield for the Lord. You know, I was just going over some things this morning, and it was talking about Simeon and his wife Anna, how they were up in age, but they were still waiting on the promise that God was going to send a Savior, God was going to send a Messiah. And they said that Simeon was a holy man, filled with the Holy Ghost. He was a devout man, waiting on the consolation of Israel. And the Holy Spirit came upon him and told him, Simeon, you're not going to die before you see the Messiah, the child Jesus. And guess what? God accomplished that in Simeon's life. I want to encourage you, if God spoke something in your life, you're going to see it come about. You're going to, if you don't see it physically, you'll know it in your spirit that God is able. You know, your spirit will start leaping and praising God. And people say, what's going on? You say, I know that God is going to work something out. I don't care what society say. I don't care what it looks like. If God said it, it will come about. It will come about. I'm going to pause here for a moment and allow you to listen to some great music here. And we'll come back to you shortly and continue with our update. Please feel free to use this number, 310-982-4126. It's a number to call in that you too can be a part of this great program. Again, you are listening to Free on the Inside, your host, Minister Joel Lewis. Our co-host is Brother Richard Daniel. And thank you once again for continually to support this program. And we will return to you shortly.
Let me talk about the one who taught me how to love. I saw him on the water, he was bidding me to come. With every step I hesitate, and my faith went away. Everything I need, never letting go. You're right next to me, so take the lead. Oh, follow you through the darkness. Will you take away my fear? Follow you when the sun shines and the shadows drawing near. Down the long and winding road, you always lead me home. If the tell me why you're walking when I taught you how to fly. With every step I take, I feel the weight go away. I couldn't even see when I didn't think of you.
Hope you enjoyed that musical selection there. Anything can happen from here. Oh, that's awesome, man. That's awesome. That's awesome. That's awesome. I want you to know that God is able. That God is able. I want to continue with this line of conversation here by just continuing to keep you hooked up and in tune with what we're doing here in the ministry. I would like for you to find out to go to our website, GrannysPlaceMinistry.org, and you can find out more information about Granny's Place Ministry and find out what you could do to support this great effort. We have a GoFundMe account that's on the GoFundMe/FreeOnTheInside Granny's Place, and you too can join in this effort to help change a life in Jesus' name, because anything can happen. We never know about what your donation and what your show of love could do in the life of a young man or woman, or even a senior citizen. As we go over to the Senior Citizen Center today, encouraging our senior citizens to be strong in the Lord, allowing them to have the joy of Jesus in their life there. And you ought to see that. It really does my heart good to see our seniors smiling and seeing how the young people are singing and praising God, and how the seniors start moving around. They start clapping their hands and they start patting their feet. And oh, it's a blessing. It's a blessing. And if you would like to be a part of what we're doing in the ministry, what God is doing in the ministry, please reach out to me. This number you can call me on is 214-505-6526. That's my personal number. That's my ministry number. Also, you can just give me a call anytime. My line is open. You're a friend of mine, so please feel free to give me a call and say, "Brother, I'd like to be a part of what you're doing." We have a fantastic jail ministry as a part of that Free on the Inside, JJPS. The first J is for the juvenile. I told you about the Cottrell House that we go to. We go over to the Henry Wade Juvenile Center. We also are associated with Youth Village. That's three juvenile facilities. You can choose which one you would like to be a part of. We have need of you. God have need of you in the juvenile ministry. Amen. We only go over once a month, so it's not a week thing. And we go down to the jail. We go down to Dallas County Jail in Dallas. We go down to the jail two times a month, and that's on the 2nd and 4th. And we have a group of men that go on the 2nd and 4th, and we have some women that go on the 3rd Sunday of each month. We encourage you to come on and be a part of that ministry. My hat goes off to the men's, that's a part of the men's ministry for the jail, Brother Willie. Brother Willie is a great and dear friend of mine. I met Brother Willie while he was in jail, and I didn't meet him in jail, but I ministered to him while he was in jail. And Brother Willie saw me at a church function soon after he had got out of jail. It was about a year, maybe 2 years after he had been released from jail. And he came up to me and he said, "Brother, I'd have seen you before," and we was talking. I said, "Well, I come to these type of events with my wife." He said, "No, I seen you somewhere else." And when he said that, I know exactly what they mean. So he had saw me in the jail ministering to him, and he told me that it touched his heart and it allowed him to have a deeper relationship with our Lord and Savior, his son, Jesus. And then he said, "Man, when I get out, I want to do some of the same thing." And God ordered his step because he heard him. And God was faithful and just, and God delivered him. I'm saying delivered him from one facet of life to another. And now Brother Willie has been going out to the jail, the same jail which had him confined, the same jail that had him separated from his family. He goes down there to help set the captives free. Not a physical freedom, but a spiritual freedom. Being free on the inside is why we call a ministry what we call it. Because our young men, we want them to be free on the inside. No more chains are holding me, you know. And so, and the men are receiving that, and their lives are being changed. And Brother Willie is a part of that change. Brother Willie is a result of that change. And we have Brother Timothy and his wife, Sandra, and that ministry team from Victory Outreach Ministry. They are part of what we're doing now. Brother Timothy just came aboard, so we thank God for him. And he invited four of his church members over, and we're going to start them up. Come around in January, they'll be going out there to Luce Derrick, and his wife Sandra will be going over to the women's portion of the ministry at the jail, and they go on the third Sunday of each month. And I thank God for Brother Timothy. He's very faithful and he's committed, and he done went through the training and the vetting process for going out to the jail. And I wanted to talk to you about that, because each of these sons we go to, we have to go through training, we have to go through a background check. And so we done went through those things there, and so we'll. So all our members, are part of that ministry, had been trained. Amen. We have a call on the line here. We're gonna bring them in, and see who we talk. Welcome to the program. You're on Free on the Inside. It's Minister Lewis.
Good morning, Reverend Lewis. This is Brother Daniel.
Brother Daniel, God bless you. Thank you, Brother Daniel, our co-host there. Brother Daniel, sit in for me last week. Thank you, there, Brother Daniel, for calling in, and we'll continue with the show. Man, thank you, brother, for hosting the show last week. You done a great job. We had a great response, and people love it, brother. They love it. They love the topic. They love the way you conducted yourself, brother. So so how you doing this morning?
Well, I kind of overslept this morning. Well, and, you know, I want y'all to forgive me what happened to me. I just was tired yesterday. I'm burning both ends of the camera.
Oh, well, that's okay. You know what? You stood in for me last week, and I think it's only fair for me to sit in and cover you this week here. And we said that, and I made mention at the first portion of the show, regardless of what goes on in our life, God's word and his purpose is going to be revealed, and it's going to go about the way it's supposed
Amen.
To, you know. Whether I'm here or you here, this is God's business, and he's going to accomplish
it. He always finds somebody to replace us.
Yes, he does. And you know what? And that gives me a sense of comfort and an assurance knowing that I don't have to do everything. You know, we find out that we got to do a lot of things, but something we just ain't got to be overly concerned about, you know? Because he know we need a roof over our head. He know we need food on the table. And but we don't feel like that because we can't do certain things that it won't be done. Because God said, wait a minute, I was waiting to do something anyway, but you keep getting in the way.
Amen. And a lot of us want to try to do things and, you know, and just want to let God act for us. You know, he didn't want to do it, but he just get back and let God work, and a lot of things just happen, you know.
Yeah,
so
yeah,
what's
so
the
right.
topic for today, Reverend Lewis? You know, I kind of called kind of late today. So what's going
okay,
on
we
today?
Have an we have an open discussion today. I was giving everyone an update on what we've been doing in the ministry, what we've been doing overall in the kingdom here, and it's just been encouraging men and women to get involved in ministry. You know, we're coming to the end of another year, and we've done great so far. I'm talking about everybody that's Christian. We've been doing great, but God asked all of us to go up a little higher. He had us to go up a little higher. He said, I done watched over you for the last 365 days, but I want to give you more. I want more of Christ Jesus. You know, as we get ready to go into another year, I thank God for what he's doing, and I want God to reveal more of himself to me and my family. I thank him for watching over us. I thank him for allowing us to have good friends like yourself and other people that help us and support us and keep us balanced. Because sometimes, Brother Ricky, you keep me balanced, brother. I get off on the deep end, and you draw me back. And I pray I do the same for you, brother.
Yeah, I know I get off on the deep end sometimes, you know. I'm kind of radical in my approach to where I do things. You know, that's kind of symbolic the way I'm talking today, because you know I've been going through this a lot, you know, for the last 3 months. And, you know, my wife been telling me, you know, I've been kind of working between two jobs and trying to, you know, catch up on a whole lot of stuff that I'm kind of, you know, on for, you know, but also at the same time, I've been feeling kind of tired, you know, and so what's basically what she's been telling me is basically I'm going to have to slack off a little bit and just work that and then trust and believe in God that God can supply for you, you know. You might not see it yourself. You keep wondering, man, how I'm going to pay these car notes? How I'm going to pay my house note? How I'm going to pay my light bill? How I'm going to do this? How I'm going to do this? But God will provide for you if you trust in him. And if we look at all these things, what's happening in the world, we keep wondering, man, Donald Trump's the president. Going to be the president. Oh, man, what's going to happen to us? Oh, Lord, what's going to happen to us? But also I believe that sometimes God works through these people that he puts in the houses and, you know, in the presidency and stuff. You know, sometimes God can touch these men's hearts. We don't really think it. But if you look in the Bible, there was a lot of these rulers that basically they were real tyrants. And they did a lot of bad things to Israel. But at the same time, God touched some of their hearts and made them do things because his will had to be done. And we can't see it. You know, we might say, oh, man, he's going to do this and he's going to do that. But then again, sometimes he's doing things because we're not doing what he really wants us to do. You know?
And you know, Brother Dan, yeah, and that is so true. That is so true. That we that study the Bible, we know the signs of the time, you know, and we know how God would give us things that a thing that we ask for, even if we don't deserve those things, you know, because I think so much of the children of Israel, when they wanted a king, you know, they had Samuel as a prophet. They said, well, no, sir, we want a king. We want a king. We want to be like everybody else. We want this. And Samuel's heart was broken, but he went before God, and God said, "Yeah, go ahead and give him a king." And they ended up with, they ended up with Saul. You know, they said Saul started out good, but he turned out to be a hard king, and so the kingdom was surrendered from him because God wanted his people to realize that, hey, there's no other God but himself. And, you know, to the point that America be calling out, hey, we want this, we want that. We see wrong is right now, and right is wrong. The same thing that Donald Trump accused Hillary of, he's doing an even greater thing. And they got people that we knew that the election was rigged, but I understand what the president was saying because he was caught in the middle. Because if he tried to help her, they say he tried to help her. And if he didn't do nothing, they're going to say, you should have done something. Because, and Donald Trump knew it was. And all the big business people and all his cohorts, they all knew this, man. And they all going to rip, you know, just get as much wealth out of the country for themselves and their family as possible. And they'll throw the peasants, you know, us. They'll throw us some crumbs. I always was tickled by that name, peasant. When I used to be a little kid, I watched those movies, The Knights and The Kings, and they call everybody peasants, you know. If you didn't live
throw
in the palace,
peasants. Throw them little pieces of food. Well, you know, I kind of, y'all remember last week when Fidel Castro died? You know, basically, Castro ruled Cuba with an iron fist. I knew some people that said that came from Cuba. They told us that sometimes he had food rations and clothes rations. He would give them so much food, so many pieces of clothes every month. And if they used all that food up during the month, they didn't get nothing else. And if you eat all your beans up and all your taco shells up and stuff like that, you wouldn't get nothing else. You know, and basically that's why they hated him. They hated the man. And, you know, also I think sometimes they kind of executed a lot of people too. You know, they had firing squads and all that kind of stuff. But
I heard about the brutality.
It was either Fidel Castro way or no other way. You know, and a lot of those people, they jumped in the ocean to get away from it. They swearing 60 miles of ocean to get away from Fidel Castro. You know,
yeah.
Sometimes around there by Florida, you would see rafts of pieces of wood and stuff with people hanging on it. They were just doing anything to get out of Cuba, you know, hanging on boats, you know, stowaway. They call them stowaways when they do stuff like that. But, you know, he was a man that really came at his time. And like I said before, all these rulers, they are really there because God put them in certain spots to do his bid. He, you know, we keep asking, why would he make a man like Hitler and let him allow him to do the things he did? But at the same time, it was in his plan, God's plan.
I know,
it was
it's
in
crazy
God's
to
plan,
see, man.
It's
kind of
hard
scene,
to understand,
you know?
But, you know, and after all these people have done what they did, goodness and improvement and stuff happened in the world. You know, after they were defeated, despite all the bad things they did, we still came up.
Yeah.
You know?
And, you know, Ricky, that's going to happen today, man. I remember when we were younger, me and some people talking, how they used to have the saving and loans. You know, they had a lot of banks that went out of business and closed, and they had jobs that shut down, and I got caught up in that economic downsizing, but yet God still watched over me, man. I was telling my wife, I always had a little job, and I work a few months here, I work a year there, but God continually to keep me covered. Even when I didn't know him or know much of him, he still watched over me. And God is still doing that. He's no respect of person. So regardless of what things look like, man, we have to realize that God is still in charge.
I can go back further than that. You know, I used to work with this old guy on my job. His name was Mr. Dean. And you know Mr. Dean, don't you? Like old, good, that old guy used to walk all the time, walk back and forth down the street down and go to Madison High School.
Right, I remember him. I remember seeing him.
Yeah.
I didn't know him personally.
Yeah, Mr. Dean was—he was kind of like my—he was my mentor for sanity. You know what I'm saying? When I was working on this job, I was underqualified for, and I was just put in this spot that God put me in. He put people around me to nourish me. And
oh, that's awesome, brother.
You know. I had one for the spiritual stuff. I had one for social stuff. I had one for just to keep my sanity about my marriage when it was falling apart. And I had these people that came to me, and they ministered to me, and they told me when I was going through things, you know. And especially Mr. Dean used to talk to me and tell me stuff about what happened in America when he was growing up, how, you know, they was in soup lines. Yeah, he grew up in the Depression time. And he said when he was in growing up, he said his dad, we used to make him wear shoes with holes in it, and they would put pieces of newspaper in the bottom of their shoes, you know, and kept on going. They'd keep on going to work. They'd keep on going to school, you know, even though they had holes in their feet. And, you know, it'll be real cold, and they still got to walk in the snow. And, you know, and he said that dad used to have them come in, and they said that soup lines, while you sit in line, they give you a little bowl of soup and a piece of cornbread. You know, man, that's wild, man. I can just imagine.
Yeah.
If you were to try to do people like that today, man, it's going to be some rebellion, man. You know, I don't really think nobody's going to take that nowadays like they did back then.
No,
They're more radical, man, than they were. Yeah, you can see after the election. You see how these people walked around and they just couldn't, for 3 weeks they rallied. And I think they're still doing it.
Yeah.
You know, just can't, you know, man, I'm not going to be treated like that. Somebody got some food somewhere.
Shock.
You know?
Yeah.
Somebody got some money somewhere to feed these people. You know? You can say the Wall Street fell out and economy went down, but basically I just don't believe that all the food and the money and stuff can run out like that. I mean, if you look at, even we go back to the way the Bible said how Joseph told Egypt to save up enough money and food and grain for 7 years of famine, you know. But at the same time, America has a surplus of food. If you look at how many Walmarts you think around here in this area?
That's quite a bit.
But
if you
have
food, let me give you something to think about. If you had like 7 years of non-productive, nothing grew, you weren't able to raise nothing, man, like 7 to 10 years, how long you think that food will last? I'm talking about nothing. It's hard to even imagine.
With all the people in our
that.
Country and they're steady eating every day.
Yeah,
man.
It said that even stuff did grow, but it just grew at only a third of what it's growing at now, even
yeah.
a four. You're still growing,
yeah.
you know, because people, you know, we like to eat. You know, we go to buffets, you know, and we eat till
yeah.
we can't eat no more. Man, they tell you you can only have one plate, and that's just some meat and vegetables and a juice. No dessert today. A dessert like every Wednesday you get a dessert. Yeah, you know, that's something to think about, brother. That's something to think about.
Well, you know, I look at it, too, that sometimes you should basically train your mind and your body for something that's going to happen like that one day. Some people say that basically you should try to prepare for those times. I'm like, put back water, put back food, hide it back, so you'll be able to handle these droughts and stuff that eventually is going to happen in America one day.
I tell you what, brother, that's good. We're going to have us on the survival show one. I'm thinking I'll find out somebody, and we'll put together a survival package, man, for the upcoming year. Even for the bad weather, brother. Let's do some on weather like storm or power outage, some things that you need to have around your house.
I'll give you another example. What if the telephone and your internet service and all that just completely shut off?
Yeah.
And you didn't have contact with each other?
Yeah,
how you think people would take that? You know, that's another thing. You know, I've been working at these schools, man, for about 8 months now, and I've been noticing that our children today, basically, they cannot leave their cell phones alone.
They are totally dependent on
their cell phones. You know, you talk to them. You tell them things, they act like they can't hear, they can't listen to you. They have these earbuds plugged in their ears and basically like zombies walking around all day.
Yeah, I tell you what, man, they got a commercial that they making fun of people that lost their internet and these people didn't know what to do. They run around the house. And you know, you see that commercial? The internet is down and they just like freaking out, man. And that's for real. You know, we look at it
that's
now and it looks funny, man, but you said something then. Imagine a week without the internet, man.
And basically, I've been grading some of the papers. They don't know, they can't spell. They have spelling problems. They have grammar problems. They cannot make a complete sentence without abbreviating signs, you know. Abbreviating signs. And it's just a total dependency on these telephones. And then when you take it away from them, the main excuse is, I need to get in touch with my mom or my daddy. My daddy need to get in touch with me. And, you know, and that's the basis of what goes on all day. Revolution.
Yeah, and we can say that, though, because you're working in the school district, man, so you get to see that firsthand. I only see a glimpse of it when I go out in the public, you know. But you're getting to see that firsthand. And you know what? We need to redirect the minds of our young people and people that are in a hole, though, Ricky, to let them know, hey, man, we need more of God and less of that, man.
Well, just the way our society is set up now, Reverend Lewis, you know, I kind of was doing something, too. I was talking some spiritual things to them. They couldn't accept it. Pardon me. And a lot of them... basically, they say, I believe in God, but, you know, these are new times. You know, that's kind of old school stuff.
Yeah. And speaking of New Time, you know, you and your wife and your and y'all church or member of a church that you're part of, y'all are doing some street ministry now. Tell us about that.
Well, we've been going out on the streets over there in the South Dallas area, off of Pine and Colonial Street.
Okay, that's in the Dallas
there,
area.
We were over there, you know, her name is Apostle Curry. And she basically, she was talking to some of these people over there that are addicted to drugs. And basically she was telling them how her life panned out, you know, how she was delivered from drugs and fornication and lesbianism and, you know, and all of a sudden, you know. And she was telling them that they don't really need to do that. And basically we all was surrounded by the enemy. You could see the devil in their faces, Reverend Lewis. You know, they came up to us and said, good, good, y'all done good, y'all done good. But at the same time, they were trying to tell us to hurry up and leave because you're cramping my style. Or either you cutting down on my customers coming by, you know?
Yeah, yeah. And you know what? I just shared a while ago about, you know, you have to be persistent, man, with the ministry, brother. But you got to be wise also. God is he's not going to let you get harmed or hurt, but you have to be wise about doing this type of ministry. And like I said, God will give you the resources that you need. And the devil going to always try to run you off or shush you away, but you got to be steadfast and unmovable. Always about it. Because guess what? Somebody hears you and they've been drawn to you. Somebody knowing that you're going to be there.
Some people
come
out
just
to
know that you're going to be there.
Some of them come out to crowds and basically they just break down and cry and tell us, I just can't help myself. I can't help myself. She said she couldn't help herself. She cried out to God. But at the same time, when we got through praying for her, she walked back down the street again. I think she carried on doing what she was doing.
Yeah.
You
hey,
know,
but you
so
didn't realize
we know
that's
we
a seed. You said
planted
you planted
seed.
A seed.
Well, yeah.
You know, and then come along next week, you'll water it or somebody else water it. And so, you know, that's what that is, man. You're getting a breakthrough.
Yeah.
They see the need.
You know, these drugs are on the street, some of them you think were gone. They came back. In fact, the heroin has came back. Heroin has came back in our neighborhoods. You know, first it was crack, but now heroin has come back in a large proportion. And I don't know, basically, I haven't seen the studies on how many people are basically start back using it again. And you look at it, some of them like they piggyback on each other. Some of them use it stuff together. You know, they call it girl and boy. They use both drugs. They use it as an upper and a downer. You know,
I tell you what, Brother Daniel, our show's coming to the end here in about a minute. We're gonna have to have a topic on that, you know, and let people be aware these things are still there. It just sometimes it's been around so long we become numb to it, but it's still active and people are still needing help. And I know some resources and agencies that can help people. And we're gonna get them some information on how they can get themselves and family members some help. Because guess what? Somebody here listen to this program. Somebody will hear this program, and they're going to receive some information, and they're going to know that there's somebody out there that's serious about their well-being and serious about their recovery, and I wanted to start right here. I want them to be able to reach out to me. My number is 214-505-6526, and my personal number, my ministry number. Call me 24/7 if you have a problem, if you have some things you want to work through, or you just want to find out more about what me and Brother Daniel is doing. Brother Dan, we're about ready to get out of here. Thank you, brother. Thank you. Thank you for being a co-host. Thank you for last weekend for how you carried the show, brother. You've done a great job. I thank God for placing you in this ministry, this internet ministry, brother. Thank you. And as we get out of here, close us out in the word of prayer.
Heavenly Father, thank you. Thank you as we get to the close of this year. We want you to bless all the people, help them in the spirit. In the spirit we go around today, we want to do away with the spirit of depression that gets in the hearts of the men, that tell them that they can't have this or they can't have that. I miss my loved ones. I want my loved ones to be with us. We deny the spirit of depression and release it off the hearts of the people's mind today and bless them and tell them that Jesus Christ is the name of the season. He's the reason of the season. As we go through this new year, that wants to bless everybody. Bless them financially and socially, and it makes them have skills in order to live in this world. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray to you, Lord, to help them and bless us as we hit the year 2017. So right now we pray, we exalt the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen. God bless you, Brother Daniel. You have been listening to another great episode of Free on the Inside with Brother Daniel and myself, Minister Lewis. Looking forward to you being on here again next weekend for another great topic, another great conversation. You too can always join the program by calling 310-982-4126. You too can be a part of this program. Tell somebody about God is still sitting on the throne. Enjoy the balance of your weekend and be a blessing to someone. Let someone be a blessing to you in the name of Jesus. Until next week.
See you next week.
The Lord and the power of one. Amen.
Be free on the inside.
Free on the inside. Internet radio program with the host, Mr. Daniel, and myself, Minister Joel Lewis. God bless you. Till we meet again. Amen.